Commissioner Jones, Commissioner Trubert, Commissioner Blucher, City Manager Crowell, City Attorney Rob Robinson, City Clerk Helen Rainbow, Deputy City Clerk Patsy Atkins, and for the Police Chief Lewis. If we could stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we have one public comment. Ms. Hughes, that'd be you.
Buddy Hughes, Montgomery Road. I just want to tell you about a couple of holes. I don't have time to call anybody. But there's a big hole on Chancellor and Sumter. If the road and drainage people are here. And there's another one in front of the Shell Station on Northport Boulevard. And there's another one on Biscayne between Landover and Northport Boulevard. That's my area. That's the only place I go. I don't know what's going on the other side of town.
Thank you, Ms. Hughes. Consent agenda,
Move
folks?
To approve consent agenda.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Garofalo, second by Commissioner Garofalo. Oh, geez, Commissioner Blucher, please
I'm everywhere.
Vote. Yeah, right? No comment. I'm pretty sure it's unanimous. Okay. Resolution.
This is quasi-judicial. So I need
oh, yes. Go. We don't have to swear.
I always swear anyway.
Go ahead.
Everyone wishing to speak on this matter, raise your right hand. Do you soundly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief under the penalty of perjury, so help you God?
I do.
Chair.
Yes.
I would just like to disclose, had a conversation in my office with the applicant and several phone conversations, and I went and visited the property. Just wanted to disclose that.
Same.
Chair, as well, I have met in my office with Mr. Lucas about his property.
Same.
I have met with Mr. Lucas also.
I don't think that's quite enough to satisfy the requirements of the city ordinance. What you need to do is tell us exactly the substance of the conversations. And the reason, so you understand why, if there was someone out in the audience who was opposing this, he would need to know that in order to rebut whatever it was you were told in private. So if you could just go down the line, I'm sure it's, please grant my variance, but if you could just give us a little bit more for the record, please.
Okay.
Mr. Lucas met with me in my office. He brought along diagrams of his property and of the easement. He detailed to me how he was a veteran, a wounded veteran, a disabled veteran, and he also told me that this variance would allow him to utilize his property in his retirement and build a pool the way he wanted to.
The same, Chair, and also I'd like to add that I also directed him onto the map, onto the GIS system in Sarasota County to let him know, and we discovered that the adjoining property was city-owned, so it would kind of help along the process. And but everything else Commissioner Jones said, as well as visiting the property.
Okay, I'll go next. Ditto. And also the fact that I agreed with the applicant that there was a procedure that needed to go forward, helped him out with that, and discussed the adjacent property, the city's property, its right of way, the reasoning behind the possible difference in easement and how it didn't apply here, spoke about the pool itself, and then of course a lot of personal issues that had to do with the Mr. Lucas himself, and that's about it.
Well, I'm pretty much all in the same boat. I did discuss the easement, the property next door. We talked about possibly seeing if we could move the pool, and that didn't fall into what he needed to do to get the pool the way he wanted to. And I told him to follow to what the procedure was in regards to having it vacated and coming in front of us.
Yeah, same. I met with Mr. Lucas, and he requested to have a vacate 10-foot portion of a 20-foot drainage easement that we talked about for about a half hour, I would say.
Okay, anyone else? It's now or never. All right, go, Sean.
Sean Cullman, please.
Sorry.
Resolution number 09-R-28. Vacate a portion of a platted easement, a resolution of the City of Northport, Florida, vacating a portion of a platted drainage easement for Lot 26, Block 1342, 26th addition to the Port Charlotte subdivision, provides for recording, provides for severability, provides for an effective date.
Sean Cullman, Planning, Zoning, and Engineering. I have been sworn. Basically, as you all attested to, this is for the applicant is looking for a vacation of easement for an area. Let me pull it up here on your screens. The situation is we have a platted drainage easement going along here, and part of that angles into Mr. Lucas's yard. Mr. Lucas is looking to vacate this very corner portion of the easement in order to, as was stated earlier, to construct a pool. The city owns this lot. The stormwater manager and public works staff have all been out to the site and through various discussions have agreed that either it won't be needed in the future, this small portion of the easement, or that the city-owned lot could satisfy those requirements if it was slightly adjusted, something like that. Therefore, they had no objections to the granting of this vacation of easement. Staff is here to answer any questions regarding that. And finally, Mr. Lucas is also requesting a refund of his review fees that were paid to the city for review of this project. I apologize for not having that in the packet. I was just informed of that recently as I was discussing the project with him.
And how much are those fees?
Those fees are $840. And if you, the breakdown is here. Fire review fees were $50. Planning, zoning, and engineering fees were $440. Road and drainage fees were $250. And utilities review fees were $100. Planning, zoning, and engineering and road and drainage, there was substantial staff time spent on this, probably in the realm of roughly 30 hours through various staff members reviewing this project. Speaking with the fire chief, he is amenable to the fees being waived. Staff cannot waive fees. Only the city commission can do that, so the applicant has requested that.
Question, Chair.
Hold on.
I have
all of you, hold on. City attorney, this has to do with a waival of fees at the...
Yeah, I don't... Where's... You know, you can go ahead and hear the main part of this. I don't know the commission has any, I don't know what authority you have to refund like a building permit fee that somebody paid, which is more or less what this is. The waiver provisions are liens. You have the ability to waive a lien that's on a property. That's not what this is. In other words, he's already paid the fee. You understand how city government works in terms of the enterprise funds. These are charged based on the actual cost to the city. So give me a minute to look. I'll confer with Sean to see if we can find something in the code that deals with this. But you could hear the main part, which is the important part.
Okay. Because that so before we get any questions on the waiver of the fee, let's make sure that it's something that we're capable of doing first. Okay. And if we're not, how do we go about hearing it and making a decision on it?
If I may, Chair, we could also bring that back at a later date after review for you.
Exactly. So let's get to the meat and the potatoes. Go.
Again, that I'm trying to be short and sweet.
Awesome. All right. Anyone have questions? Commissioner Garofalo, I know you have your light on.
I don't have a question. I'm ready to make a motion.
No questions. Move.
I move to approve resolution number 09-R-28.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Garofalo, seconded by Commissioner Blucher. Please vote. And that is unanimous. Okay, and
enjoy your pool.
What if you'll just hang around until city attorney comes back, and then we'll see if we have to put this on a separate agenda about the waiver of fees or what, okay? Thank you very much for all.
Enjoy the pool, sir.
And thank you for your service.
It's a good timing, Memorial Day. Next is resolution number 09-R-33. Clerk?
Resolution number 09-R-33, a resolution of the City of Northport, Florida, relating to a State of Florida Department of Transportation traffic signal maintenance and compensation agreement for all traffic signals on the state highway system. U.S. 41 provides for the adoption of the agreement, provides for the execution of the agreement, provides for the designation of the road and drainage district to carry out the agreement, provides for severability, provides for conflicts, and provides for an effective date.
Okay. Ms. Belia?
For the record, Juliana Belia, Public Works Department. The City of Northport and State of Florida Department of Transportation have annually executed the traffic signal maintenance and compensation agreement for all traffic signals along U.S. 41. Locations specifically are U.S. 41 and Salford Boulevard, U.S. 41 and entrance to Walmart and Home Depot, U.S. 41 and Sumter Boulevard, U.S. 41 and Northport Boulevard, U.S. 41 and Pan American Boulevard, and U.S. 41 and Biscayne Drive. The State Department of Transportation will reimburse the city for maintenance services in the lump sum payment of $8,062.33 during fiscal year 2009-2010. This maintenance includes reimbursement for payment of electricity bills, bulb replacement, and traffic signal repairs. Our estimated total cost for maintaining the traffic signals along U.S. 41 is $7,800. As such, staff recommends approval of resolution number 09-R-33. Are there any questions?
Ms. Belia, this is something that we basically do every year, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, it's just pretty much housekeeping.
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioner Truber, question?
I just have a couple questions. How many spare controllers do we have? Does the state supply us with spare controllers and spare motherboards and all that kind of stuff in case we have a major blowout?
I'm going to defer that question, if it's okay, to Mr. Bill Vest, our operations manager.
Okay.
Bill Vest, operations manager. The way we currently do things is we actually hire the county as our contractor to make the individual repairs. We don't have the capability ourselves at this point to either for the storage or for the actual stuff. Sarasota County has upwards of, I believe, 7 full cabinets that can be dispatched at any given time, and they have countless controllers and that kind of thing. They then charge us directly for their labor, for their parts, each individual thing they do. But we have very little supplies ourselves, sir.
Okay. So with that, the reimbursement aspect of it, if we have a problem here in the city, we're being charged by the county, okay? So if we get a rash of traffic lights going out and everything else, and the maintenance goes above the $8,000, we eat that?
There's no question we would, but even with something, if anything major were to happen that would require something like that, I mean, it would be due to an accident or something like that, to where we would then, as we do, recover those from the person that caused the wreck through their insurance company. Looking at the last couple years, on average, just the normal maintenance stuff, and as we transition out lights to LEDs, which we're currently in the process of making them last much longer, I feel very comfortable we can do it under this amount of money.
Because we did, I mean, we had a problem up in Venice once at Pine Brook and East Venice Avenue, that every 2 days we were calling the county to come and fix it because the light would keep just going into flash. And ultimately, that amounts to a lot of money. And I just want to make sure that we're not going to get eaten up. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
To approve.
Hold on.
Second.
We have Ms. Hughes. Fabulous. Okay, now you can move to approve.
To approve resolution number 09-R-33.
Second.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Blucher, seconded by Commissioner Garofalo. Switching it up for me. Please vote.
Keep you on your toes.
That's unanimous. Next is, city attorney, about the item about the fees being waived.
Yeah, there's nothing in the code that provides for a waiver of fees once they've been paid and the services have been utilized. The city does, from time to time, refund. If you were, say, to pull a building permit on a house and you never build the house and nobody ever does any of the work in terms of the review for the city, But since this was all done and completed all the way through coming in front of you with staff manpower, there's nothing in your fee ordinance that provides for you to be able to do that. That creates deficit in your enterprise. Now, you could obviously change the ordinance, but that's not the way it's written. And I think you had a meeting the other day about this, fees. So,
Commissioner Garofalo.
Two questions. One is, with our new fees, what, if you have off the top of your head, what would the charge be on this?
Oh.
Because I know we have a substantial decrease in fees coming. Whether we can do something or not, I just want to know for...
I can't answer that off the top of my head. Okay. I'd have to look into it.
Is there a way that you could look that up and see if there's a difference? And then maybe, City Attorney, that there's a way for us to give a reimbursement of the funds, considering that the permits would be in now? Timing issue?
The second part of my question was, what is the actual, when he goes to build his pool, a permit on it? The cost for it. So later on, if he comes before us, we would know in the back of our mind what it would have been now. That I know I would definitely entertain a motion that would offset that. So
let me make sure that I'm clear on what I understood the fee to be. The fee is for this vacation, right? Of the variance, and it had in it an element for what the fire department charges, which is $50. It had an element for what planning, zoning, and engineering charges, and it had one for utilities, and it had one for road and drainage district.
Right.
None of those are yes, some of them, I guess, are enterprise
but
fund.
But the thing is that with the building permit, some of that work is going to be redone.
None of this was done for the – I don't believe any of it was done for the building permit. I'd have to check on it. Was it? Was a portion of it for the building element?
I was giving you an example of an instance where a fee such as this would be. Let's say the gentleman filed for the variance. He paid his fees and then abandoned the variance before we ever did anything. So we didn't spend any time on it. So that's an example of where the fee would be returned. What you have in this case is that the variance was processed, the staff time was put into it, and it was brought eventually in front of P&Z and in front of the City Commission.
That's not what I'm asking, though.
Yeah, I know you're asking about whether or not we can somehow, if you are going to change the fee through ordinance later this summer, if somehow we can go back and give him a refund of the difference. What you'd have to do is make it retroactive, and it would have to be applicable to anybody that paid a fee in order to be fair and equitable.
All right. Now, the next question is that if you have work done already, isn't that same work applicable to the building permits process? So, therefore, you know, it's already been accomplished is what I'm trying to get at. So you wouldn't have to pay twice for the same thing if he's got to go pull the permits. Does anybody know?
That's for a different scope of work. To pull permits now to build a pool, is that what you're saying? Yeah, this was
it's
for...
It's a different scope of work, but isn't it somewhat similar in...
Pardon? The building did not review this.
Yeah, the building department did not review this one at all, is what we're hearing. But to answer your question is, the fee that was charged is a review fee for going through the planning, all the variance process, to work with the different boards and the planner, spending a lot of time with the applicant and all that kind of stuff. In the past, we had wanted to collect those fees. If there's a change to that today, then that's the discussion that we need to have. Does this commission not want us to charge, you know, some type of fee that's proportional to the amount of work that we're putting in on these different types of processes, like a variation, like a variance, okay? And in this case, all I'm saying is it has nothing to do with the building department fee to put in and inspect a pool.
I guess let me try to simplify this.
Right.
What I'm trying to say is that work that's already been done and charged would not have to be done again when he goes for his permit.
That's correct. He's
so
done
he
with
won't
the variance.
Be
right.
Charged for that. So
now he can come
somewhat
in.
Somewhat of a reduced fee, in essence, because of that.
I apologize for talking over you. He can come in now at this point, and he's good to go to put in for a permit to build a pool in his backyard.
Because
you just granted him and part of that easement.
I think the answer to your question is no. He isn't entitled to a reduction because what he's paying the building permit for is different than what the variance was for. He's paid a fee for a variance. Variance entails a certain amount of staff, effort, time, work, whatever that is. That's not the same thing as is applying for a building permit for a pool. There's a whole different set of inspections related to that, I think, and it doesn't strike me that the two are the same. But I don't know enough about the individual work that's done. I'm looking at a planner, and I'm sure he's not going to have a whole lot to do with the pulling of a building permit for a pool.
City manager?
Well, I was going to say surveying, perhaps. Do we have to survey for the vacation? I don't know. But if there is something, then we may be able to do that. I don't know if surveying is one good example or not.
No, they provided the survey.
Right. And so when they have to do a pool and do the building there, do they end up having to provide some kind of a survey?
But reviewing the survey. If they already reviewed the survey once, they wouldn't have to pay for it again is what I'm trying to get at.
That's correct. We're not trying to do that type of – they're going to have to look at when he submits his plans to make sure that he puts the building department's going to have to look at it and make sure that it's put in a place that meets setbacks and all those types of things, and it's going to now encroach this easement.
Right.
But it's okay because he went through this other process
right. That
we charged him for.
I guess what I'm trying to say is say that he didn't need a variance at all, okay?
Correct. He wouldn't have.
Okay, and he went in, just bear with me, he went in, he pulled a permit. Some of the work that was done during this variance process would have been charged to him during that process. No?
No. It's a totally different thing.
And maybe that's one of our biggest problems.
Right. This was, he had to come in, this was the first step. He had to come in and get a vacation of easement. And this is a charge for all the staff effort that was used to go through and, first of all, ask the entity, which is the Public Works Department, whose easement it was, can we vacate this? Do you have a need for it? Having those discussions, sitting down and then going to a meeting, an application process up front, going, you know what the routine is, going to the PZ&E, going to the different places.
I got you.
And that's what that was for.
Did you have something you wanted to say? Because I want you to, and then Dave, you can have your piece.
It's Scott Williams, Building Director, and Pat's right on the money as far as what he's saying. However, it's an unusual circumstance for review, zoning review, which is a general fund portion that's charged. That's not a problem. It's a minimal charge anyway. But if it's already been reviewed, we know it's fitting in a spot. Then yeah, that's not a problem. We can work with the applicant on that. Anything that drives anything new. Any inspections by those people and whatnot, then it will. But, yeah, we can work with the applicant and make that happen.
That's what I was trying to get to.
There we go.
Thank you. Commissioner Garofalo.
I guess I was speaking out loud before, but I didn't want to drag it on this long. I just really, when I'm encouraging is when it does come before and there is a permit process and stuff, I'm looking back on it and saying that I know he paid this already, and I'm not trying to change the ordinance. But bringing up the ordinance and hearing what everybody's saying, why wouldn't we revisit it just for the fact of a matter of situations like this? We're putting something of an escrow, maybe creating an escrow of a vacation of easement fund where all of a sudden they pay that fee and it goes into an escrow, and then if we grant it, us as a body can say, okay, it goes back to them or it goes into our coffers, whatever. I mean, I'm sure we could if we change the ordinance on something
okay,
like that.
Okay, let me get this straight. Amend ordinance for capability of...
For future.
Amendment or reimbursement or waiver.
Vacation of easements.
Well, maybe it needs to be just fees generally. I mean, all that, whatever you do, it's going to come out of the general fund.
Refunds. What would be the public purpose? And that's what I'm trying to understand. It's got to be written as such. It can't be a free giveaway. So what's the public purpose in refunding the variance fees in this case? I mean, we can write it.
Right.
But I've tailored these types of authority for the commission in the past around the concept of public purpose. So if you can vocalize in this case, so it's not a problem to do that. It just, I'm not sure that language in there is going to help this gentleman get his refund unless you can.
And I said future.
He's not talking about this.
Not this gentleman. I'm just saying if the language was already there, what public purpose would you base it upon to give a refund?
I guess the public purpose would be the right thing to do. And that's the only thing I can think of right now. If someone's actually has a good point where a city-owned property, this is like the perfect example of why you would grant a vacation of easement. That's why I had no problem with it. We may never do it. There's a lot of ordinances that we never exercise the right. But in this one, I would probably say half the fees or three-quarters of the fees would go back to the applicant.
But the problem is that the real work was done. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Commissioner Blucher.
Yeah, I
jump in.
The only problem with that, Commissioner Garofalo, would be that, you know, we have it in place for if we are going to grant it, that there are certain costs that our staff has to go through to find out if they can do that. And if they can, then we're willing to give that up and do that. But somebody still has to pay that fee.
All right.
So I'm thinking that the fee is fair. You know, if somebody wants a variance, then they need to ask for it, and then we need to go through the motions and do that. And rather than, even though I'd love to see you get $800 back, it's, I think we're at the point now that we would be sticking our neck out way past, or more than we want to, I think, for, because we'd have other people in here then saying, I want a variance, and if you get the variance, therefore we're going to get our money back now.
I got you.
What about hardship?
Well, that's a different.
Well, the provisions for granting variances, I think there's, Sean, aren't there 16 factors?
No, I'm talking about.
This was
about
an easement. I apologize. Sometimes the two tend to go hand in hand with each other. I think the concept of public purpose, though, revolves around the expenditure of funds. In other words, you've expended city funds in terms of staff time, whatever that is, and you have to ask yourself, what's the public purpose? The easement was granted to the city by General Development Utilities for a purpose. So in other words, this condition that we're dealing with is not the result or the fault of the city. So if it's not, it may not even be the fault of the applicant, just it is what it is. But I think you're going to have to make some legislative findings as you do these individually. It may be hardship is one factor you may want to consider, the disability of the applicant. I mean, I don't know what other factors constitute a public purpose for the expenditure of public funds.
That's what I was getting to. The idea, and just let's take this whole subject out of the realm of thought process, okay? We're talking about the future and a possibility to amend the ordinance for reimbursement or a waiver. Could we use hardship as the intended public purpose in order to amend that ordinance? Could we use that? Okay, there you go. Commissioner Trubert.
Well, I seriously have a problem with that because we are, I think you all know how I feel on us giving services away that we spend money on. And I would love to give Mr. Lucas his $800, but we spend 30 hours of time, and I can't see why the taxpayers need to pay, reimburse that 30 hours of time for Mr. Lucas to build the pool. So, I mean, in anything that we do, okay, in fee-wise, I mean, everybody has a hardship. I mean, I have a hardship sometimes. I can't, you know, I struggle to pay my bills occasionally. So we'd be granting fee waivers from here to eternity for different things. So I can't even think about doing anything like that. But in regards to this situation, he built in a pool, he pays the fees. That's my feeling.
May I add?
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I do want to point this out just because if this had been a road project and I needed an easement over his land where I could have use of his easement, or let's just say in this particular case along the canal, I needed to have an easement across there, we would have to pay them the property owner money for that easement. You're vacating an easement. There's a dollar value that's associated with the fact that you now allow him. Yes, it's his property, but it kept him from using his property to the fullest extent. Now you've increased the amount of land that he can use to the fullest extent, and that has a that also has a dollar value to it. So don't get lost in that.
You bring up a very good point, Pat. Very good point. Commissioner Jones.
Yeah, I don't think that we should redesign our ordinance over this issue. I think the best thing that we can do, and we've done it, is to make sure that all the fees that we do charge are absolutely necessary and that bear cost, and that's what we've done. And I don't think we should lose sight of the fact that we did a really good common sense thing here this afternoon and exercised sensible and responsive government. So let's don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. We did a good thing here this afternoon. Let's don't ruin it by disenabling our ordinances that make perfectly good sense.
Okay, if we're done beating this dead horse, let's go to resolution number 09-R-34. Thank you, City Attorney.
Have a nice trip.
And thank you.
And I hope everything's okay with your family.
City Clerk.
Resolution number 09-R-34, resolution of the City of Northport, Florida, relating to the State of Florida Department of Transportation, Highway Lighting Maintenance and Compensation Agreement for All Streetlights, 101 parentheses on U.S. 41, provides for the adoption of the agreement, provides for the execution of the agreement, provides for the designation of the road and drainage district to carry out the agreement, provides for severability, provides for conflicts, and provides for an effective date.
Ms. Belia.
For the record, Juliana Belia, Public Works Department. The City of Northport currently has an agreement with the State of Florida Department of Transportation for highway lighting, maintenance, and compensation for all streetlights 101 along U.S. 41 within the city limits. This agreement expires on June 30, 2009. In accordance with this agreement, DOT will pay the City of Northport a lump sum payment of $14,899.42 annually for this service. This includes maintenance of the streetlights for payment of electricity bills, bulb replacements, and repairs. Accordingly, staff recommends approval of resolution 09-R-34. Are there any questions?
I move to approve resolution number 09-R-34.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Garofalo, second by Commissioner Blucher. Please vote. And that is unanimous. Okay, general business. Ms. Belia, again.
For the record, Juliana Belia, Public Works Department. This is concerning discussion and direction regarding the City of Northport Gateway Entry Monument at the intersection of U.S. 41 and Ortez Boulevard. Staff has prepared Resolution 09-R-12, authorizing the Commission Chair to sign the maintenance agreement between the State of Florida Department of Transportation and the City of Northport for gateway entry monuments at the intersections of U.S. 41 and Ortez Boulevard and U.S. 41 and Cranberry Boulevard. However, due to possible changes in city boundaries at the intersection of U.S. 41 and Ortez Boulevard, staff would like some issues addressed prior to processing this resolution. In accordance with Policy 2.1.7 of the City's Comprehensive Plan, and it states, in order to enhance and diversify the City's tax base, the City should strive to expand Activity Center 1 through voluntary annexations of property in Sarasota County, located between Warm Mill Springs and the eastern boundary of the West Villages Improvement District, Thomas Ranch. Prior to annexation, the properties shown on Map 2 may receive city water and sewer facilities, provided a developer's agreement is approved. In addition, the comprehensive plan requires that properties be contiguous to city boundaries prior to being annexed into the city. The Patriot Self-Storage Facility has been constructed on property adjacent to but just outside of the city limits at the southwest corner of U.S. 41 and Talon Bay Drive. In accordance with their water and wastewater agreement, the developer is required to comply with several conditions of approval, one of which requires they submit an application to the city upon completion of the construction of the facility for annexation. The annexation of properties in this area, as properties come in to be developed, may continue, and therefore the properties to the northern boundaries of the city limits would continue to change. Therefore, staff would like guidance as to how the Commission would like us to proceed with construction of that gateway entry monument at the Ortez U.S. 41 location.
Commissioner Blucher, question.
Yes. The as you stated, that line seems to be a constant moving target. It hasn't moved yet, but Patriot with their, has that even started yet? Have they filed for the application yet for the annexation? They have not, but that's part of their they have to do that, do they not?
Yeah.
I'm asking city manager.
I think they do as part of the requirement that we have now. Whether they get another way around that or not, I don't know. Cindy here?
Yeah, because I think.
Oh, because of the water agreement.
It's kind of a,
yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a sideline, but if they're going to do that, we need to make sure they do that. But that's right,
going
to.
We're working on that, on getting the annexation. And essentially, you're right. It's just as things in that particular part of the corridor, it may or may not be moving. We don't know. And the question was, do you want us to put a sign up in one particular point, understanding that boundary may change later on?
Yeah.
I don't know when that will be.
When I checked with the Planning and Zoning and Engineering Department, I was advised that they have, in fact, Patriot Storage applied for the annexation. But it's on hold for the moment until the issue of the roadway was resolved with the ownership and the contiguous issue. And I believe that's been addressed. And I'd have to defer to the city attorney. I know it's been discussed, but I don't know if it's been finalized.
Yeah, we sent a memo Friday to the city, and I think we've resolved that issue, and they need to move forward if that's the obligation.
All right, and we have a couple other things with the Warm Mineral Springs, I guess, not knowing what's going to happen there. We have the Oyster Bar that we also did a very similar thing with, so.
Mobile Home Park at River Road and 41.
Yeah. So that's all I have now.
Good points, Commissioner Blucher. Commissioner Trubert.
The Oyster Bar. Do we have any property up there? I know they got water and sewer from us. Is there any property up there that's actually city property? Besides maybe the easement for the water and the sewer?
No.
Okay. I was trying to think, since they had water and sewer, maybe there was someplace up there that we could put something.
If I may, Commissioner, they signed the same type of an agreement when we put water in there that if they have the opportunity to annex, they have to annex.
Okay. So coming southbound, there's nothing from West Villages right now until Warm Mineral Springs that has any type of city property at all.
River Road.
I don't remember where Caddy Carts is in that particular.
I'm talking coming southbound on 41. Okay, if there's not, all right, thanks.
Mission, I'm going to throw something out there so that we can start a discussion. Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Hughes. Keep forgetting about you.
Better use mine, Guy Road. No, I don't get it. Why would you put a sign by Ortiz Boulevard? I mean, for what reason? If we're going to put one down, I thought it started in West Villages. I mean, what are you going to have, two entry signs? Or why don't you put it on hold until everybody makes up their mind what they want to do? And besides that, we only own the springs itself. We do not own Warm Mineral Springs, and that's where you're going to put the sign right after it. And if somebody sees it, they're going to think, you know, they're in Northport, and that's not Northport Warm Mineral Springs. I don't get it. What you should be worrying about, what you should do is we need a nice sign, and you said you're working on it, but why does it take so long coming north? That's where we can use a beautiful gateway sign, because we own all of that.
Ms. Hughes, I think that the idea of the sign at Ortiz was to try to delineate the difference between the city of Northport and the unincorporated Sarasota County area, considering its unmaintained blight look. I'm trying to be nice. but that was kind of the point of putting one at both the entrance of West Villages and one at the entrance of Ortiz, so that it was evident that you came into the city, you left the city, and then you came back in.
Well, you have to put welcome again then, I mean, because that's the second sign.
So, But that was the point. Commissioner Garofalo.
I was kind of going to echo that. I think Ms. Hughes answered her own question when she said Mineral Springs is not, it's unincorporated. And, you know, we have the Tamiami Trail Appearance Review Board with our own stipulations, and you're coming down 41. You know, we have to adhere to it in the city. So, I mean, I'm all for the sign. I think we need to, I hear what you're going to throw out at us.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
I say we stick with Cranberry for right now. I agree that it's just a moving project, that it's ultimately, I do see us annexing all of the 41 corridor, more specifically after we get this 41 corridor study completed. I think that we do have a relatively good relationship with Sarasota County. They've welcomed the idea of annexing the US 41 corridor. So I think that for right now, more importantly, due to the economic times that we're facing, that we should concentrate on the Cranberry entrance of the city. That's my throwing outer. Commissioner Blucher?
I totally agree. I don't think we need to sign there yet, because if not, we'll keep putting up signs. So
yeah.
Let's just hold off on that. We will do it sooner or later, wherever it's at, but I really think the one at West Villages will probably be the entrance sign, and that'll be it.
Yes.
And then after we're through with this discussion, I do have one point I'd like to make.
We'll have to do welcome, goodbye, welcome again.
No.
Hope you enjoyed your 7 seconds out of the city.
So consensus down the line for to put on hold the Ortiz or secondary entrance on the north side, and to go forward with the Cranberry entrance sign. Consensus?
Yes.
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 And I'm a yes. That's unanimous. Julie, do you need anything else from this commission?
No, ma'am. Thank you
okay.
very much.
Comment.
Go ahead.
There's just since we brought that up, as I was going through the backup, I want to talk about Patriot for a minute. And if they are going to annex, you know, they have that extra lot that they just cleared that's on 41. Now, that lot was not part of the, I don't think, that's part of the agreement to annex, and yet they cleared that so they get approval through the county. That does not meet our 41 standards. You know, they cleared that so that you could make the Patriot more visible. I would like staff to look into having them upgrade that empty lot to at least have it appear much better than it does now, if I can get consensus from you.
Consensus down the line.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, good idea.
I'm a yes. That's unanimous. Okay. Fabulous. Okay. Moving on. Discussion regarding options for funding additional road rehabilitation with available Ishtita Lots Road Fund of plus any additional interest that may accumulate up to the time of the budgeted amount. We had this discussion, but Branford.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. I'm Branford Adumua, Public Works Director. Last month when I came before you, I requested $897,829 in interest earned from Ishtita Lot funds of $30 million that you provided to me last year to do 120 miles of road. During that discussion, some of you mentioned that whether we've taken a look at other projects outside of roads. So we went back and took a look at everything, and I think you received a May 22, 2009 memo from the city manager listing a number of projects. And I'm back here today with two options. Option one is to reserve those funds for future projects, and option two, to use that money to do additional roads. And my recommendation is for you to reserve those funds for other projects. I just don't want to be too greedy. You gave me $30 million, and I think I want to give you the opportunity to use that money to do some other projects.
And
thank you.
essentially, and I can walk you through the memo if you want me to, but there were a lot of moving parts to that whole piece where you asked what the funding sources would be for various other projects. And part of that, we also have a budget amendment on that would change as a result of the memo that I sent out to you, if in fact that's what you want to do. So I'm not sure where you want to start, if it helps to walk through that budget amendment, and believe me, that was very time-consuming to pull all those pieces together and make sure, because some of the dollar amounts were changing, obviously, as time goes on. For example, we bought some parkland over the weekend, two weekends ago, so that changed some of the funding amounts, so we needed to make sure we had the right funding amounts in there.
Commissioner Garofalo. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, I was just going to say, and I may need to have Terry and Pat come up and help out. Questions?
Okay. Commissioner Garofalo.
Yes. We also discussed at the last meeting, we put this on here, regarding the sidewalks at the new elementary school. And I failed to actually email you and remind you to get, like, some kind of cost estimate to see, you know, maybe 1 mile and what we can do out there. But I know we have a card from the principal of Atwater Elementary School here. And I know Commissioner Jones at that meeting also said he would be interested in looking into that. I know the nightmare we had with Lamarck when it opened up, and I don't want that nightmare again. I think it's May, end of May. So, I mean, it probably won't be for the opening of the school, but if we do something tonight and get an ordinance out there, that maybe we can actually get some sidewalks to school. I checked with the principal, and he told me there was 90 to 120 kids that live in that two-mile radius. And I just really think we maybe not 2 miles worth of sidewalks and maybe not every street, but look at the addresses where the kids live and just be very creative with it. And get. I know we've had this conversation before about sidewalks, and we don't see them being used, but even if it's one or two kids using it, it's making them safe and not being on the road. And, you know, 1 mile from the school at least – because that's where all the traffic is, and then maybe a mile after that, and I'm not saying don't worry about it, but look into it. So I guess my question is, what is $897,000? I'm sure it paves some sidewalks, but it won't eat up all of it for what I think I want to do with it. So what would your cost estimate be for sidewalks like that?
Because we've been working on that list, you know, since we had those discussions to come up with something regarding sidewalks, so I'll let Mass respond to that.
I got three of you guys up here now.
Marsh Rinaldi, Public Works. We've got several estimates for sidewalks around Atwater, depending on which roads we put the sidewalks on. If we put them on Price and Atwater, San Mateo, we do all the roads, all the collectors around the school for 2 miles. It's beyond anything. It's like $3 million.
Right.
If we a little bit more reasonable about it, we can cut it back, and basically we can do whatever we got money for. There's $3 million worth of sidewalks we could put if we wanted to and had the money,
right.
Or we can scale it down to put them, you know, would it be a little bit more around the school and still cover most of the kids, depending on how much money we have.
I guess, so if you're saying $3 million covers 2 miles, and I'm happy with at least 1 mile being done, but not as, you know, all like you're saying. So would $500,000 cover something where we could?
That would cover a nice little piece. We could do Atwater. We could do a little bit on Price and the little local street that goes.
Pretty much
from
get the kids out of the general areas.
Yes,
what I'm
sir.
Looking for.
That would cover some. We have some money also budgeted for sidewalks next year.
Right, next year.
Which could be included in that as well.
Yeah, it's just, to me, it's the same thing, and I wasn't up here back then, but Lamarck opened up, and that first year is where the craziness is. Kids don't really know where they're going. The parents don't know where they're going, and it'd be nice to have that security to have a sidewalk, and I just don't want to be too late on that, and that's why I brought it up.
And if I may, I just want to make sure you understand that on that memo that I sent you, that dollar amount of that money is source N, which is used in two different spots. So I've already allocated that money to be used. Now, it doesn't mean you need to do it that way. If you want me to point out the projects, it's that source N. So use it for Sumter. We show it being used for Sumter. See item 11, source N, if you have that memo. And then also, it's on the following page. Well, a portion of it is the 233 for Warm Mineral Springs, but that is a wide open number right now, and obviously commission hasn't had any discussion on that. So we could use portion of that if you want, if you think that Warm Mineral Springs number may be different, and it may be. We just haven't gotten to that point yet.
Okay.
Commissioner Trubert.
While we're on the sidewalk issue, the path that the school board has given as their walk to school path, did when that school was designed and everything else, did we plan for sidewalks for the walk to what they considered the walking area? Did we put monies aside at that time for that school?
I'm not sure what you're asking.
Well,
the answer is not enough. We had a discussion with the school district about their sidewalks, correct me if I'm wrong, about where they think we all should have those sidewalks. We prioritize those. And at budget time, we put in $250,000. I think that's what it was. And we know that's not enough for all the sidewalks,
well,
including what the school may want.
The school usually dictates this is the walking path for, you know, regards to schools. That's where we put our crossing guards, et cetera, et cetera. So how much do you figure we're going to need just for that one area where we're putting crossing guards?
I don't remember that discussion with the school board about walking paths. I remember at a DRC meeting, a map came up with sidewalks everywhere around the school, and it was just way beyond anything that we could ever accomplish. That's all I remember about the sidewalks in the school.
Do we know where we're going to be putting crossing guards at this school yet? Is Chief of Police here?
I think the county delegates where those guards go. We just share.
Yeah, but that's usually
the card, and maybe he has answers.
Yeah.
Usually where we end up putting our crossing guards. Those are the areas that need to be sidewalked.
Mm-hmm. Well, we certainly can go
instead
back
instead of going in a big circular loop around the school.
Okay,
that's where I'm going with this.
I see what you're saying.
Okay,
and I don't believe that they do the pathways like you're saying until the last minute. Let us do public comment, and then. And then we'll go from there. Kirk Hutchinson.
Can I just ask City Manager one question again to clear up? Somehow I missed this email you were talking about. I was lost. The item that you're saying, source N, is already taking this money for future capital projects, assuming we were going to approve that option tonight, and it goes into this, and that $900,000 is in your lump of money here, correct?
That's correct. Some of these projects being approved and some of them not yet being approved by you all. Obviously, Warren Mineral Springs may be an example of that.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Chief, maybe you can answer my question. Chief?
Yes, sir.
Do we have any idea where we're going to put the crossing guards at the new school yet?
Hasn't been determined yet.
Okay. When will you hear something back from the school board? Because we're going to need to probably hire some crossing guards.
Yeah, we're looking at that and doing a couple other things during the budget process too, perhaps moving some, doubling some up, that type of thing. So it hasn't been, we haven't finalized anything yet.
Okay. And you haven't heard anything back from the school board yet in regards to when they're going to give you an idea where?
Captain Vespi has had some discussions with that, but I haven't gotten an update in the last few weeks from him.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Commissioner Jones, did you have a question?
Well, we're talking about Atwater. We're not talking about Lamarck. We're talking about
right.
Atwater. I brought up Lamarck.
Okay.
We had a problem.
Right. No, I just wanted to make certain that, you know, Commissioner Garofalo brought up Lamarck. He didn't bring up Atwater, and we're off to.
No, you mean Atwater, not Lamarck.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
You did it too.
I was confused.
I brought it up because I was talking about Lamarck.
I was confused.
3 years ago.
Okay. Thank you.
Got it.
Okay, Mr. Hutchinson, you're up.
Thank you. I just wanted to brief. Oh, Kirk Hutchinson. Thank you. I just wanted to come and briefly address the commission, and just as Commissioner Groffel had said, you know, we will have approximately 90 to 120 children anywhere from first through fifth grade who will be slated to walk to Atwater Elementary School in the, you know, starting next year. And as the former assistant principal at Lamarck Elementary, I can, you know, empathize with the families and what we went through at the beginning, because the sidewalks necessarily weren't in place. And so anything that the commission is able to do to help our families, you know, and our children, you know, make it up to the school campus safely is something that we're, you know, obviously committed to. So I would just thank you guys for the opportunity to have that discussion, for one. And again, if there's any questions in terms of numbers, Commissioner Groffel had talked about addresses. You know, we can work on obviously getting all that information if we're looking at moving forward with this type of project. And I know it is something that parents that we will be serving have already, during my meetings, have already started having questions and concerns about, you know, that there is a lack of sidewalks off of school campus at this point.
Commissioner Blucher.
Yeah, if you would stay there just for a second. I know you don't know the area real well yet. You're brand new. But, you know, if we look at this map for the school area, and we can rely a little bit on the dots which show where the residences are and such, and what I'm worried about, I wonder if we can tell that the kids that are coming that would have to cross Price, will they really walk, or are they going to be brought to school?
Well, at this point, that's still in the planning stages for that. I'm not sure of an official decision regarding that. You know, there are families that will be able to transport their children by car, and that there are families that won't be able to. We've already been in conversations with some of those families who, you know, they're a one-vehicle family. You know, father and mother has to go out to work early in the morning, and, you know, the children are going to be having to walk to school if they're within that area.
Yeah, because I see that one area right across from that water with quite a few houses in it right there, where those kids would have to cross Price, and then there's all those walkways up there. Mm-hmm. But I thought Price would almost be a natural boundary where the parents say, no, I'm not going to have them walk across Price, so therefore, of course, we can't call that. We don't, yeah, right, we don't know it.
Right.
If we could keep them around the other three sides of the school and maybe use Price's or do portions of Price, but keep the sidewalks on the same side of Price as the school. Mm-hmm. I think, and I could be wrong, but I just think you'd have more walkers on that side.
Absolutely.
Well, and I think we'll also depend upon if those families will be walking, whether or not there is a crossing guard stationed at those areas as well. And that, again, we're in discussions to figure out where those are going to be placed.
Okay.
And you have no idea where crossing guards are going yet, that based on what you're seeing, numbers from your school?
I do not.
Okay.
Not at this time.
I also, I'm good with you there. We're also putting the park right next door to the school. So I think it would probably be a good idea, at least in that area of the park also, that maybe we put some sidewalks or something there.
Okay. Anyone have
I would like to say something.
Go ahead.
Whenever we had the sidewalk discussion, sidewalks in this area were at the top of my priority list, and I think that they're going to be bringing us back a recommendation to put some sidewalks in there. I think I heard you say that, Mr. Rinaldi.
Next year.
Marsh Rinaldi, Public Works. Yes, sir. We are going to be designing the sidewalks very soon. We're going to go out and get a consultant to do the design once we've determined where they need to go, how much money we have, and we will be constructing them next year, wherever it is we decide to put them, based on the money we have next year. Again, it's a lot of moving things happening.
Right. Thank you.
Mr. Rinaldi, if you were allocated $500,000 today, that would change your design factor, correct?
Yes, ma'am. We could put more in.
Okay. So today would be the day to make that decision so that you could design it once as opposed to designing it twice, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. City manager, if we took $500,000 out of here, what are we going to cut out?
My suggestion would be, and again, it's a little confusing because some of this is money that's in and some of it's not, but under warm mineral springs, you certainly could take that source N, which is number item 7, if you have that memo, which is 233. Okay. Use that, and then the remainder of item number 1, which is source O, up
which
there for
what?
If you want, which is cheated lot money there. And that's real. That's money that we have. That's in the bank, really. Or you could certainly add it to the. I think it's 200. Don't we have 250,000 for the sidewalks? Isn't that the number we had budgeted, or is it less than that this year?
250.
For school I, we have 450 for next year.
Yeah, but.
For school I, we have budgeted 450 for next year.
For next year.
This year that we're in right now. This year.
Yes, this year.
Yeah, 450 in for this year.
Yes, we budgeted that for when we prepared the budget, 450 for next year.
For next year?
Next year.
Yeah, what do we have for this year?
But we have some money, about 800,000, is that what it is?
Yes.
Okay, for this year, that we can redirect to.
So why aren't we using it? I mean,
we are using it for other sidewalks. This is, we have other sidewalks project all throughout the city that we are working on.
Okay, let me get this straight. You've had $800,000 since last June. Or last October, but where's the sidewalks?
We have 300,000 to do sidewalks off of Salford to connect to the Cranberry pedestrian bridge. That's almost on the street. That's been designed this year. Then we have about $500,000 that was rolled over, I believe it was rolled from last year. That's still there. And now we have to go get a design. The design is going to cost, probably depending on how much sidewalks we have to do, the design will probably be $100,000 or so. And then we can construct those next year.
So you're saying use that money to do the reprioritize the sidewalks for around the school? Could do that.
500 more
than. Well, I'm just a little worried. What's the design? Design what?
Design sidewalk. Design sidewalks. Yes, ma'am.
So every time we do sidewalks, you need a design.
Yes, ma'am.
Utilities in the way or street lights in the way.
It's like drainage.
And that's $100,000.
For something around $1 million. Yes, ma'am. If that's what we're going to be building. If it's more, then it's going to cost more. Sidewalks are like little roads.
10% is a good guesstimate of what it would
be. Yes, about 10 to 15% is usually the fee.
Okay, and then the other thing is the Cranberry. The Cranberry is $300,000.
Right, we have
extension.
That money set aside waiting.
And it's really going to cost $300,000 for that little footbridge.
to do Cuthbert, Ratcliffe, and Nimbus.
Okay.
Tying into Salford.
And then you have
we bid that out, and we're getting good bids now. So that that is what it'll be.
All right, Chair.
I'm sorry,
Commissioner Blucher.
I'll just bring it up again. You know, every time we start talking about these sidewalks, I bring it up that we're spending millions and millions of dollars on these sidewalks. And at one time, the city had a statute that said, if you want a sidewalk in front of your house, you're paying for it, and you're maintaining it, and you are held with the liability. And we changed that just because we weren't doing it. We just weren't doing it. And I think it's in times like this is when I think this commission should be looking again at should we be putting sidewalks in at the cost of millions of dollars for a small percentage of people. I think the people that use those sidewalks should be paying for those sidewalks. And it would be something at least to look into once again. I've been saying that for 3 years, though. So I just can't understand it. And everywhere I've been, I've always had to pay for my own sidewalks and maintain my own sidewalks. This is the first area I came to where the city pays for, and they put them in and they maintain them and they clean them and they repair them again. And I mean,
let's do a sidewalk sun pass.
Well, I just say, people move to a school area that have children. If they move around a school, they do that for the reason that they want their kids close to school. And I think those are the parents that should be paying for the schools, for the sidewalks around the schools. Now, I know it's kind of funny that Commissioner Gross is in the, ex-Commissioner Gross is in the audience today, because I had the same discussion with her over a year and a half ago about her sidewalks.
Get up here. Would you come support me?
But, you know, there again, you know, think about the money. You've just heard from our engineers about the dollars that we're spending on that. The people down at Holiday Park, the people out in the estates, the people living out in the country that do not want sidewalks. They don't want any part of the sidewalks. But yet we sure are charging them for them. And I don't know if that's really fair. And I think this commission owes it to the citizens of Northport to at least look at that once again and say, should we be changing the way we're doing that?
Commissioner Garofalo.
First of all, there's a lot of things we do as a city commission that only affect a small percentage of Northport. I can guarantee you that my wife will never let my son be at the BMX park. Okay? He lives in a bubble. I'm sorry. And she's worried probably going to break his neck. All right? So we won't use the BMX park. Maybe get him over to the skateboard park, which I think is more, you know, more dangerous. But we do things in the city for a small percentage all the time. When it comes to quality of life and people live next to a school, you're right. You know, I feel bad. But the way the city of Northport was set up 50 years ago, general development, we can't do it that way. We talked about this 2-3 years ago. We can't do it because if you make them put their own sidewalk in, then you really create a hat. They're going to be riding down the sidewalk, boom, and they're going to get into an accident, or they're going to, you know, knock their heads off, you know. So you can't do it that way. So we're behind the eight ball the way the city was set up. We have, you know, the school system is only responsible for their sidewalks on the school board property, and then it ends. And I really think that to say they're on their own as parents, I don't think that's we're doing due diligence as city commissioners. I think we need to look at the whole picture and find out really look at these projects. Do I want sidewalks throughout the whole city? No, I live in the estate. We don't want sidewalks up there. But when there's schools out there, there's just too much. Liability for a child walking to school. And like I said, I don't want 2 miles of every road paved or every sidewalk done, but I would like to see a little bit here, a little bit there. Get with the principal, get the addresses of where the kids are living. If there's five on, you know, in a cluster over here, they know that they can all walk to school together. I think we'd be not doing what we need to do. Like I said earlier, do the right thing. I don't think we'd be doing the right thing if we didn't do anything today. And I really think we should increase that timetable or decrease the timetable and get it moving quicker, because building a sidewalk, you're right, design, I can understand that, but I just know Lamarck, when it hit the fan, they were doing the sidewalks in a couple weeks, so I know we got around it somehow then, and I'd like to get around it again this time.
Commissioner Truber.
I think, number one, we have concurrency issues with the school in regards that we need to put so many supply sidewalks in the area of the schools. My biggest problem is we knew this school was going to go in a while back, and we didn't plan for sidewalks to the school, at least in the general vicinity. So I'd like to see the $500,000 that you have left for this year, plus us take $500,000 or so out of this money and put it together, and let's go get those sidewalks built as soon as we can, ASAP. Around the school area. And then the rest of the money of the $897,000, the other $300,000 to $400,000, Steve, you go use as you see fit in regards to other projects. That's what I'm saying, the $397,000, $400,000, somewhere in there. But let's allocate $500,000 of this money plus his $500,000. That's $1 million. Go put these sidewalks in.
Commissioner, before we go further with that, the $300,000 has already been allocated for the Cranberry crossover, which was a large project that the past commission has approved, has budgeted for, is already in its process.
He says he still has $500,000 left.
Okay, $300,000 is allocated to the Cranberry Bridge, which leads to Cranberry School.
Okay, so that leaves, right? $200,000.
So then you have $100,000, $197,000, correct?
No, there's $300,000 to the Cranberry School. Then I have a half a million left. I need about $100,000 for design, and then I've got another four left.
You have $500,000 left after that $300,000.
Yes, ma'am.
It was rollover. Rollover sidewalk. So we'd be, and I don't remember what all those project, what all those sidewalks were. You'd be reprioritizing those. And I just want to say that there was a very lengthy discussion about sidewalks at budget time and what dollars to put towards that. So it wasn't something that staff overlooked. It was a very conscious decision that was made at that time. But you've got additional funds if you want to direct staff to do that for sidewalks. We will expedite that as much as we can.
I think that $500,000 was the discussion that we had back at last budget for this particular school. And I'm looking to the old commissioner sitting out there. If they remember it all, because I know that we went through the whole sidewalk thing. We saw that there was only $250,000. Commissioner Gross brought up the fact that the new school was coming on board, and I could swear that $500,000 was for that.
Maybe.
The 3 mile radius deal.
Maybe. I don't recall.
No, we didn't discuss school I, you know, at that time. We talked about all the side projects, sidewalk projects, but school I wasn't included in there.
I think a lot of it was contingent on the MPO. Again, Fred Tower was, we got a grant for this back to school, you know, school, sidewalk to schools program. And I think I remember that discussion. That was contingent on that, whether we were going to have to pay for it or the grant was going to do that. And that was for other schools.
Sounds like you want that money to go for that purpose, though.
I'm a little concerned about putting $500,000 that's there towards this project because I don't know what we're taking it away from. That's what concerns me, and I'm just one commissioner.
And we'd have to do a budget amendment, so we can have that information for you.
Well, that particular amount of money that's sitting in there that was rolled over is what I'm concerned about. The $500,000 that we could use out of the escheated lots and the interest, that I don't have a problem with. That could be a budget amendment. However, we're kind of back to square one. You have $500,000 sitting in there. Why has it been sitting in there for obviously 2 years that it's been rolled over, and we still don't see the sidewalks? This is what aggravates me. If it's been rolled over, why?
I don't know where the money came from last year.
Commissioner, the money hasn't been sitting down there. You know, sidewalks have to be designed. Sidewalks have to be identified. So that money was targeted towards some sidewalk. So we can change the priorities and direct that towards school I if that is what the commission wants.
But then we have to redesign it, and it's going to be another rollover deal, and it's going to be another year before we use that.
Well, we can design. It's not going to take 6 months to design. We can
do design build. We can expedite it. You tell us what you want, and we'll get there.
It just makes no sense why the money sits there. Yeah, that's good because I have the floor.
I have to admit that I don't know how far $500,000 is going to go towards providing these sidewalks around Atwater School. But I do know that it was high on my priority list. It was my top priority to provide a minimal amount of sidewalks around, at the time, School I. I'd like to see a design come back that would utilize the $500,000. And then maybe if we need additional funding, we might want to consider that. But I don't want to give a blanket $500,000, an additional $500,000 out of money that's already been spent at least three different ways here tonight to the sidewalk project. I know that we have money already available for the sidewalk project. Let us take a look at what they come back with the design, and we can be frustrated over the fact that it isn't designed already, and I'm a little surprised myself, but we're going to have to design it. It has to be designed before it can be built, and we can expedite it, so maybe that's what we should do. Maybe we should get that minimal amount of sidewalks. And Pat and Mark, I know you came to my office and everyone's office and we set our sidewalk priorities. I know that they're on there. So I know that we should be seeing something pretty soon.
We can have a consultant in about a month based on our new library. It's going to take about that long to get somebody working on the design.
And, Commission, I can't agree to that. And the reason is that I need to know where that $500,000 rollover is going towards. Until I know what we're taking away that's already budgeted for, I cannot agree to take it away. I need to know what that money was intended for and where it's supposed to go, that it has not gone. Did I say that? Has not gone?
I don't think you said that.
Yes.
I'm disagreeing with you. Take the $500,000 out of this escheated lot money.
Oh.
Didn't you say that? No,
that's not it.
Okay.
No. This $500,000 already available.
No,
correct.
That
is
money
it designated
was,
for projects already?
That money was always intended to go to School I. We always intended for it to.
Well,
go
that's
there.
And that's what I thought.
Did I just say that?
That's what I thought.
Didn't I?
We just don't have the design for it yet.
We just haven't had it designed because we haven't had a library up until recently. Our library, well.
Pat Collins, Planning, Zoning, and Engineering Director. One of the things that I wanted to say on this is that I just heard the principal today say, or vice principal, that they're not even certain where the crossing guards are going to be. In order for the city to put sidewalk in where they're likely needed, where kids are going to be crossing over Price Boulevard or making the connection, we have to start early enough and get answers and commitments from the school board to where to put the sidewalk. Then it has to go through a process where we get an engineer on board to design and permit it through the water management district. You have to keep in mind these sidewalks, you need to make sure they don't trap water on somebody's property and that they allow drainage and those types of things. So you just can't put them down overnight. And the bottom line is we need to have a plan. We don't have enough to put in enough sidewalk based on what they cost. $500,000 doesn't get you a whole lot of sidewalk in a neighborhood when you start looking at all the lengths of the roads and that type of thing. So we need to figure out, I would suggest along Atwater and along the major roadways is where I would probably suggest that we put the sidewalk. And try, you know, once they get back in the neighborhood, well, they may not get sidewalk, or maybe we get them one or two routes directly into the school property off of Atwater so that they know that they have to go down to a certain point. But we can work out those details. But the bottom line is, you know, it takes a lot of upfront planning, and it needs to be really done a good year and a half, 2 years in advance of a school coming in if you want to have them installed and ready for the school.
We never had to do that before. I'll tell you that right now. We did Lamarck, and within 6 months, to 8 months, we had Price done.
Right. What happened with Lamarck is they came in and they put in the school board built a walkway over the Vulcan Waterway with no sidewalks absolutely planned for that. And we jumped on it, and we got some sidewalks designed during a school year. And towards the end of that school year, after they had already been in place, we finally started building the sidewalks. But that school was open almost a year without any sidewalks. And quite frankly, I was worried about same concerns you had about sending kids, because they created an attraction with that bridge. There were people dropping their kids off on the other side of the Vulcan Water when they were coming across with no sidewalks in the neighborhood. But it did take us a year to get those sidewalks in, and we need to do a better job of it, and we're going to try to work on that. But
okay.
Anyway,
Commissioner
whatever
Trubert.
That happens.
I would like to see, okay, our staff, the chief of police, Mr. Hutchinson, get with the school board of Sarasota County and say, listen, you're building a brand new school. We've got some money. We want to put sidewalks in. Where are we going to put our crossing guards? Okay? And let's expedite that process so that they can make the decision, okay, crossing guards are going here, here, and here. And that's where then we need to focus our plans to develop our sidewalks. And I agree with Mr. Collins in regards to keep doing the sidewalks on the major roadways, okay? And then once they get off the major roadways, walking back through the neighborhoods, then unfortunately, sometimes you can't put sidewalks in there. But I think we need to expedite the school board in making the decision of where they want us to put crossing guards for that school.
Commission, what's your desire? Because I'm just
I'm ready to make a motion, actually.
Go ahead.
I move that we, now that you're satisfied, I think, knowing that the $500,000 was intended for School I, after what I hear from Commissioner Jones was the same direction I gave to them, that School I was my priority, I move that we take $500,000 out of the source N and allocate it to the sidewalk project that is already in place for School I, and give direction to the city manager to expedite the project and to meet with the school board to find out where the crossing guards are going to be so that we can come up with a plan. That's it.
So that's a total of $1 million?
Total of $1 million.
Can I ask a question? Where are we on the other currently open schools? I mean, are we within the 3 mile radius that this old commission, past commission had set as a priority? Are we even close to that? Does anybody know?
I believe all the other schools have adequate sidewalks right now, other than School I, and there's one little piece at Lamarck that still needs to be done, and those three sidewalks going to the back of Cranberry, and that really will about take care of everything that's current.
So if we were to allocate this money, we could take care of all of it?
We could take care of School, yes, School I. That's the last big one.
But we still have money for those other currently open schools?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I needed to know.
I have a motion.
All right, I'm sorry. You had a motion. We didn't get a second. Does anyone have a second?
I'll second for discussion.
Well, I had discussion already.
Okay,
so.
I'll second.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Garofalo, seconded by Commissioner Trubert. Any discussion? Debate?
As a motion maker, I am just wanting to say that everything I said before still applies and is near and dear to my heart, and I really think that this is a priority. I hear from Commissioner Jones over here. I know two of us, when we met with them, when we looked at these maps, we said the schools were important. I don't want to turn our back on the school, and I totally understand what that light that just lit up is going to say, but I just really don't think that we can turn our back on them.
Commissioner Blucher.
No, me.
Sorry.
Thank you. I agree. I just want us to focus, when we do sidewalks, do them on the major thoroughfares, okay, where we do get a lot of traffic. I don't really think that we need to put them back into the neighborhoods unless it's like a collector roadway for the neighborhood. No, I was a third in regards to priority for schools and sidewalks. And in regards to this, I'm probably going to support this motion.
Commissioner Blucher.
Okay. Mr. Garofalo, I do support sidewalks at schools. Without a doubt, we need to have sidewalks at schools. That wasn't my discussion. My discussion is how we pay for them. And I think that's the discussion I would have liked to have seen this commission take. Because I don't feel, when you talk about your son going to the skate park or going, he's going to pay a dollar or he's going to pay a couple of dollars. You don't mind doing that. But yet, to walk around the school, even the people who aren't using the school aren't paying for any of that. And all I'm saying is it should be looked at hard, especially in these days, on who's going to pay for those sidewalks. That's all I'm saying. It's not that I'm against that. I think sidewalks are very, very important around the schools. We have to have them. You're going to have somebody get killed if we don't.
Right.
Kids walking in the street, you can't have it. All I'm saying, so I wanted to make sure you read me right, it's that how we're going to pay for those. And I just think that it's more that if we were just building out this community, guys, and we said, okay, there's going to be a school, and these lots are going to be $1,000 more a piece around the school because we have to put sidewalks in. That's what I'm saying. And that's where the owner should pay for the sidewalks, and then they're responsible for them. So I will support this motion only because I've supported the ones for sidewalks until I can someday maybe get this commission into a discussion on other ways to pay for sidewalks rather than the way we're doing it now. That's all.
Commissioner Jones.
Sidewalks at Atwater were listed as my priority. We have $500,000. I do not wish to allocate another $500,000 to this project without seeing a design. I don't think that spending money and then getting a design is the way we ought to do it. The issue that really came before us is the fact that we have road projects that were suggested, and then we have a whole list of different projects that this money has been spent twice, and if you consider the road projects, three times on before it came before us. I just can't go along with spending money, allocating money, and therefore spending it before I ever see the design. I would support a consensus to bring back expeditiously a design for the sidewalks around Atwater School. But to blanketly put in another $500,000 for a sidewalk design that I haven't even seen, I can't support that.
Commissioner Garofalo, I get to go next.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have to agree with Commissioner Jones. I have a problem with just placing another $500,000 towards something when we haven't had the capability of spending the first $500,000. Will it be another year before we get to see this one spent? I'm a little concerned about that. That's problem number one. Problem number two, we need to look at road rehabilitation. It's all great that the kids can walk down the road over there at School I, but it's another thing that they can't drive down the roads. So we're not taking into consideration the wide range use of these dollars. I'm also concerned about the fact that you're going to use $500,000 that's already been allocated. Granted, about $200,000 or what have you was for Warm Mineral Springs, which is a drop in the bucket probably, compared to what we'll need. But still, we have priorities that we met and asked for previously, and now we're going to go back on those. And it concerns me that, we decided to use them for X, and then 6 months later come back and say X isn't good enough anymore, let's go with A. And then A's not good enough anymore, let's go with C. And the money never gets used. And Commissioner Blucher, you're right. At what point does the school board step up and say it's their responsibility to build the sidewalks? Because let's face it, they get enough of our money. So I agree with you, Commissioner Jones. I want to see the sidewalks where they're going to be built. I want to know where this money is going to come from. I want to know what's going to get cut because of it coming out of that amount, that $897. I want to see if we use $500,000, then $397,000 is available. And if it doesn't get cut from somewhere, is it possible to use it for road refurbishment? And if so, where can that? I know $397 is nothing. What can you do with $397? Is it a mile? Is it 2 miles? Where would that location be? 4 miles. I just can't support just writing a blank check for $500,000 for sidewalks that when we haven't even used the first $500,000. That really aggravates me, just in case you didn't check that out. Really aggravated. Okay. Commissioner Garofalo,
I only had a quick comment to say, but in rebuttal to what you said, first of all, I never agree with a blank check. I asked a specific question of what it would cost to get all those sidewalks done over there and doing every street, and they told me $3 million. We cannot look at them and say, well, just let us know what a design would be. They need to know what we want to design. They need to know what streets to go down. If we tell them we've allocated $1 million, spend it wisely, get with the school board, come up with a good plan, find out where the crossing guards are, and spend that money. Where the money comes from, this is, to me, I've been tracking this since
three years ago when I was running for office. This is money from the escheated lots interest. To me, it's called free money. Free money, put it towards that. We made the money off the interest, and the money's already been allocated, the other $500,000. We're not coming up with a source. It's you guys, as a commission last year, came up with the $500,000, not me. I'm coming up with the other $500,000 of escheated lot interest money. And I'm sorry, as far as the blank check, no. And in my motion, I addressed what you guys said. We're not, in my motion, I said direct staff to expedite. Just like city manager said, he can do it. Let him do it. Let him have the money. If we are saying expedite it and do it, cut every corner you can to get it done and get it done quick, like you did for Lamarck, do it. That's why I put it in the motion. And I'm not asking for us to write a blank check. I am not a drunken sailor and spending money, okay? But I think this is something we need to do right now. And as far as, like I said, $3 million is what Marsh said would cover it all. $1 million to get a nice chunk done and get the streets paved or get the sidewalks paved out there that we need to be done. And I'm sorry you disagree with me on that, but if we don't act on this tonight, you're right. It may be a consensus that brings us to the next meeting, and it's just not going to get done, and I don't want to be negative about it.
Commissioner Blucher.
Just a quick comment. You know, I heard those same things, and I heard us say $3 million will do it all. And then I just heard if we add another $500,000, that'll make it $1 million, $500,000 that we currently have, and add that we will be able to do just about everything around there. So I heard two different numbers. I heard $3 million, and then I heard $1 million. So, you know, if we're going to do it, we need to know a little more. In fact, a lot more. To do it. And I understand that plan, but I think this commission just gave him direction of we don't see it as a 2 miles. We see it as a portion of those roads, the main roads that need to be done. There was some direction given to find out where the guards are going to be. So I don't see why Mr. Collins, our city engineer, can't figure out where those roads, road and drainage, I'm sorry, where those roads need to be. And then come back to this with a plan, say, here it is. This is where they need to be. This is the cost. End of conversation. And they expect, you know, I think they can do that quickly.
Commissioner Trubert.
I just want to make sure everybody still remembers. We also got Atwater Little League Park going in there. And this would also benefit the Little League Park and everything else along those lines. So, I mean, I think we're killing two birds with one stone by doing this motion that Commissioner Garofalo has on the floor. And I agree totally. I can't understand what has taken so long. If we knew that this school was going in and we planned this money last year, we allotted this $500,000, okay, why hasn't that design been done? At least for Atwater and Price and somewhere along those lines initially around the school. To me, it's I just can't see it. And like you said earlier, it's a little frustrating.
No, I said aggravating.
Yeah, well, I'm not going any further. With that, like I said, I'm in support of this. This kills two birds with one stone. Takes care of the school in the immediate area of school, and it also takes care of Atwater Park that we're going to be building at the end of the year so people can go walk back and forth to the park also.
Okay.
Call the question?
No. The Atwater Park, I didn't think of. So you brought a good point up. So now you have my support. Because it's either now or later, and it's going to be less expensive now. It's a good point. Now we can call the question.
Wait a minute. Are the roads going to Atwater Park? I mean, are the sidewalks going to cover Atwater Park?
Well, I think.
Do we know that?
With our direction.
Without the plan? How do you know that?
Well, I think that the easiest thing is to direct staff to make sure that they include the Atwater Park area into their sidewalk.
And
design.
It will come before us, before anything, and we will see exactly what is going to be done.
Amendment. Okay, let's do the question first.
Could you read the motion?
I didn't write it.
I can
clerk?
Work through it here.
Do you want to read it?
can't hear.
For insulation of sidewalks.
Okay. Go.
It's $500,000, not $500.
Yeah. Right. We all knew that.
$500,000.
It is 3-2. Commissioner Jones and Blucher. Okay. Consensus to have staff add within the design the Atwater Park aspect of those sidewalks. Commissioner
Sure.
Butcher.
Sure.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay, unanimous. I just wanted, it was to make sure that staff, when they're doing, using this money for School I, that they consider the Atwater Park and its ability to get to it.
Chair. Another $80 trillion.
Chair, not to drag us out anymore, but I know I heard from Mr. Collins, and I know we were pretty, well, you were pretty hard on him. Yeah.
Mr.
But
Collins.
They, no. No, well, no, Mr. Collins said we will work better at future schools.
I think there's a whole lot of history we want to make sure we bring back to you before we get beating people up too much more.
Right.
But we got the direction, got it. We'll bring back the budget amendment for you.
And the expedition was also added. Okay. Anything else?
No public comment.
Great. We are adjourned until, what, 10, 15, 5 minutes?
11 o'clock.
Yeah, 6 o'clock.